It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Hello, but I guess you didn't like my program last night on hypnosis. I guess you didn't understand that life itself is hypnotic and that very few people escape the reality of being born into a corrupt society. America wasn't always as corrupt as it is, but it certainly is now, and confused. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the kind of leadership you have. And surprisingly enough, you're going to have about 35 or 40%. No matter how bad a person is, you're going to have them believing him. As a matter of fact, if they're really bad, they still will believe that bad is good. There's always about 30% of the people of the world are like that, at least. Most people are basically good. The trouble is, they're infected with the people who aren't. And my job is to try to find those people who listen to this program who are infected with problems. You've got to be infected. You're born a good person with the potential of, you know, two forces wait upon you when you come in the world. Good. The good you were born with, basically. And the evil that you weren't, but you have a proclivity, sort of like an opening, a possibility, a good chance that you're going to get it. You're going to get infected by it. And when you are infected by it, you will defend it to your death. And if you're a bad person, you'll defend it to somebody else's death. In other words, some of you would rather be dead than wrong. And a lot of you don't know you're going to be dead and wrong. So what is right, what is wrong, and what causes disease? And how is it in wild animals? You could say they get eaten before they, if they get sick, they just get eaten. So that's why there's so many healthy ones out there. But if you look carefully, the dog that you give scraps to, the kind of junk you eat, or stuff that you get from a can called dog food, they don't seem to get many cavities. I see people in Africa not too getting too many cavities, nice, beautiful teeth, live there. And some parts of Africa, you don't have any problems with teeth. That's a disease. And so, but in America, you wouldn't need, animals in the wild don't need a dentist, they don't need antibiotics. They hardly ever get sick. Really tough. I never seen a crocodile with cancer or something like that. They lived till 100 years at least. So what is sickness? Why are we so sick? And if I could answer those questions, look, you could say, okay, Roy Masters, what about you? You'll be quite right. I have learned what sickness is by going through it. I didn't get sick the way you did. I went swimming in the ocean and swallowed some real raw sewage that wasn't cooked properly, I suppose. But whatever it is, it led me through a whole lifetime, a whole 35 years of every kind of illness. I'm still alive to tell the story, but I see the ineptness, the frightening ineptness of medicine. Literally, now, to their credit, they do some good. If you fall over and break your leg, or your finger gets cut off, they can put the finger back on. I get it. It's wonderful. But, and if I might jump in, it sounds a little strange, I actually agree with Michelle Obama and some of the things that she says about fat children. And the kind of campaign they want to make about, you know, so they get rid of French fries and give carrots and apples instead on the menu and everything. and I saw Glenn Beck making a fuss over it. There's nothing wrong with that idea at all, except what it leads to, of course. But, you know, the problem is, if you don't control yourself, then you will be controlled by others. It's becoming necessary to make sure that you don't grow up fat, ugly, and twisted, because the healthcare system can't stand it. Before you know it, everybody will be sick, and there will be no one to pay the bills. That's about what it's coming to right now. So here we go with a program. 800-866-8883. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Roy Masters.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, I'm not used to having calls immediately. I start my program, but for fear of losing this person, good calls are rare, you know. People with intelligence aren't too many. And I don't mean to be rude. What I mean by intelligence, I don't mean education. Lots of educated idiots. Lots of people who have more knowledge than common sense. Well, you've got a president who's got more knowledge than common sense, and you've got a lot of people around him who don't know what the hell to do, or they're doing you in because they, well, some people enjoy doing other people in. Gives them a feeling of power. All right, but so I am hoping to wake America up before America is put into a deeper slumber. And yesterday's discussion with the last hour was a really intelligent call from a young man who wanted to know what hypnosis was. How does it affect our lives? How do we defend against it? I spent 45 minutes with that person and didn't get a peep out of anyone else. And the reason why is because you identified yourself as hypnotic subjects, hypnotic citizens, sheeple. There are very few people who are not suggestible, who are individuals, and in a despotic society, a dictatorship, those people are the very few who try to awaken the rest and get killed trying, get murdered trying. So I don't know if I should continue trying to help America, because it's very hard to find people who have conversation in them. I mean, I will bring up subjects and listen for response, and either people are really understanding me and I'm doing a good job. I've got a lot of people listening, and maybe I'm doing such a good job that you don't have any questions. That's also very good. But it would be nice to hear from you that's saying, wow, what you said last night, what you just said just now, I never thought of that before. How does this happen? How do I overcome this problem? Well, even before you ask, I'm on my way, because I know that most people won't ask. Most people don't even realize that they have the problem, let alone ask, how do I get out of it? They actually think I'm crazy, which is, if you were in Hitler Germany and you spoke a little common sense, they would think you were crazy. Common sense is a rare commodity. Common sense isn't common anymore. It's called political correctness. I mean, what's correct about political correctness? It means you're programmed not to speak up for yourself, not to have a spirit. And that's what America has happened to America. We've been dispirited. And all your mental, emotional illnesses and your problems come from being dispirited. But when you become dispirited, you tend to be a dispiritor. Mean to do unto others, to rob them of spirit. And you may not know that you are doing it. See, and the chances are you don't. Now, let me take our first call. The call number is 800-866-8883. Pretend you're sitting on a plane or on a bus. Now, a plane is a longer journey. And you're sitting next to a handsome-looking fellow like myself. And you hear me say some interesting things. I say, hello, I'm Roy Masters. And where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Los Angeles to visit my relatives. Oh, yes. So where from? From the here or there. And we could start to talk. That's what I'd like, to talk. What do you do? Oh, I am a carpenter. What do I do? I help people to overcome their problems. I used to be a professional hypnotist. And I learned the whole world is in hypnotic states, and there are people who know how to manage that. And they tend to become your dictators and your presidents. So I'm going to take my call before I lose everybody. All right, now we're going to take Bobby in Indio, California. Hello, Bobby. What can I do for you?
How you doing?
How are you doing, old bear? What can I do for you?
I had a question. And the question is, how do you distinguish ego from a passion that you have?
Well, that's an easy question. A person who has passion has a big fat ego. That's everybody. In other words, an ego, I know I'm alive, but if you're dead, in a manner of speaking, spiritually dead, you need emotions, lots of feeling to be alive. That is a dead ego, someone dying, wanting to feel alive, someone miserable, trying to be happy. And so if you were happy, you wouldn't have to feel happy. And if you are brave, you don't have to feel brave. If you're generous, you don't have to feel generous. You don't have to feel anything. As a matter of fact, to be a real human being is to have no feeling whatsoever. Now, I'm not saying I can't feel, you know, I don't taste what I'm eating, and I don't have any sensation, and I can't see what I'm doing, and I can't hear, and I don't have some kind of emotion. But most people live in a state of emotion their whole life to avoid the pain of their fault, their wrong living. That's how you know. So I ask you the question, how much emotion do you have? What are you angry about? What are you upset about? What makes you very, very happy? Those are the things that make you happy are as dangerous as those who make you miserable. And if you were really a whole person, nothing could make you happy. Nothing could make you miserable because you're already happy. So no one can take it away and no one can give it to you. Now, that's a state you need to find. And there, you have no fat ego. God is there with you, protecting you from those who make you miserable and then make you happy after they made you miserable. Never heard anything like that before, have you?
Not to that caliber.
But well, that's
I have understanding of what you have said to me, and I have heard those things before, and in a light, I have, definitely.
Well, that's it. So the question is,
I heard that, but I've also felt that, you know? It's like...
Yeah, you've had a taste of it.
A taste of it, yeah.
Yes, you've tasted a taste of happiness, a taste of what it means to be human, a taste of what it means to be in control of all your faculties and not having given anything of yourself to others to manipulate.
Yeah, just the point of the fact that I'm maybe trying to make things happen, you know, on a larger scale.
Yes, yes, you've got it. You're trying to make something happen when if you were had no ego at all, no pride, all the good things happen on their own.
Yeah.
And the bad things will come at you, but it only makes you stronger in what is good, even if there's no good present, meaning no good is happening. You're in serious trouble. Lots of things are happening bad around you, but time passes and you are unscathed.
Yeah.
That's what we need in America. That's if I could show Americans how to be that, how to begin to be that way, you will have every American would have absolute control over their lives, and you have a tiny little government because you would always be in control of your life, and everything would work out just fine. But there'll be those people who would not want you to find that.
Yeah.
Because there are certain kinds of people who are really bad.
Yeah.
And they're in the business of making you miserable and making you happy.
Yeah. And
creating problems and solving problems. When you wouldn't have any problems yourself, you couldn't solve.
Yeah, looking for trouble and being able to recognize the trouble and not looking for it.
Well, so I don't know if I answered your question, but I do thank. It was just a plain question. I do thank you for calling. You're very welcome. You're very welcome, my friend. I see the lines lighting up, and maybe they've got the wrong program. I mean, sometimes the lines are lit up, boom, bing, wow, like it was, you know, New York City at night, and then all of a sudden dies down. And I was just around to go to the next call and petered out. It was a different show. Oh, well, that makes sense. A lot of shows, they're chatty. I mean, I could watch O'Reilly. I can watch Sean, who I know pretty well. I've known him since he was 16 years old. I love the guy. But he's not a good show. But he hasn't. They O'Reilly, for example, it's just chat. And my friend Sean is. You didn't know that, but it's just arguments, and it goes nowhere. And about the only person, Rush Limbaugh says a lot of things, but doesn't solve any problems. And he just yells at the enemy, correctly so, and he tells it like it is. And I can hear you saying, go get him, Rush, and go get him, Savage, Michael Savage. He does that too. He tells it like it is. He's very entertaining and very right on. Very astute, and you feel like you've had a catharsis, as though someone has spoken, given voice to your feelings, but you don't get any better. This program, you're going to get better or worse, and it's going to happen if it's the last thing I do or you do. You're going to see what your problem is. You're going to see what the problem is in your country. You're going to see who's the problem without projecting a problem onto them. You know what I mean by that? I wonder if you know what I mean, what a projection is. Like, for example, what's obvious as a projection is when the media starts to call the Tea Party people terrorists, like the Adolf Hitler calls the Jews, vermin, and burns down the Reichstag and blames them, and pretty soon they're in concentration camps and being cooked in the ovens. That's called projection. The projection, we tend to project our problems rather than look at them. We put our, and it's easy to do. Parents project their problems onto their own children, so they don't know they're doing it. They just, that's why children have problems. Kids only have problems because parents project. Parents don't, when you get married, you're in love, you got married, you got a nice wife, a nice husband perhaps, for a little while, and then you have babies and you have kids, and pretty soon you're projecting your problems onto your husband. You hate your father, so you hate your husband as a distraction from the pain of hating your father. But you don't know you're doing that. I'll say to you, do you hate your father? Well, yeah, I used to, but I don't anymore. Well, I mean, you must be hating your husband. Well, then you have. But then you've done it to your kids. Let me tell you something. 99.9% of everybody listening to this program has troubled kids. And those troubled kids are troubled only because you did not protect them. You did not, in their formative years, love them in such a way that you protected them from the wickedness of the world. And presented them a presence that is reflects, bears witness to the good with which they were born, which makes you their friend and their parent, recognizable in their parents, so that they will reflect upon your behavior and put their trust in your God. That's otherwise you couldn't be that person. And that would save them from the world. In other words, but you haven't found that yourself. 99.9% of you think you have religion, but you've got 1,000 different religions. You've got 20,000 different religions. And every one is an excuse for what you have become. And you have friends, and the chances are they support what you've become. Thieves and robbers love to love those who love you, said Jesus. What profit is there in that? Do not thieves and robbers love thieves and robbers? Do you not know, you're not aware that when you have friends, the chances are they are supporting the worst in you, and they are supporting the worst in them. And then you are hurting your own family and children, and you do not realize it, and you're projecting problems in your children because they see that you are out of order. Children are fully capable as soon as they have the slightest bit of conscience to see what's wrong with you, what you're doing wrong. And when they see it and they cry, or see it, but Mom, Dad, shut up, mind your own business. Or you try to confuse them about what they see. They're too young to, how could they know? Look, the Bible says something beautiful about that. It says, unless you become as a little child. Little children, they know what they're looking at, but they haven't got a voice. And unconsciously, you make sure they don't have one. I'm not saying you're doing it consciously. I would say you may not know you're doing it. And I'm not saying that you really are fully aware or purposely allowing the teacher to do it. Or trust a friend with your child as if you give that friend $50 million, say, look after that, you know, $50 million while I'm go shopping. That child is precious. You've got to be very careful in whose hands you put them in and not take them to a school and drop them off at 5 years old and allow the teacher to corrupt them. What you done? And no wonder they cry. No wonder. So now you've got two corruptors, you and the teacher. And there are plenty of bullies in the school. There's plenty of confusion to go around. So that's just the beginning of things. And so, I'm looking at the phone number, by the way, is 800-866-8883. I know I've started off very strong. But is there anyone in this audience that can step forward and say, I've got problems with my kids, I've got problems with my family, to what do I owe this? Is it my fault? Is it something inherent that I've got from my mom? Could it be me? If it is me, how did I get this way? And if I am this way, show it to me. Show me the details. And then show me how I can deal with this. I'm looking at the screen now. I see nothing. No interest there. I know you're listening. I've got 150,000 people listening on YouTube. Where are you? That's just the YouTube. There's over 100,000 listening on the telephone. That's 250,000. That's just the beginning. There's got to be a million people at least listening every day. And to find just a few people who I can talk with and discuss problems with in a way that is enlightening and something that brings new breath of life into you, is like, I don't know what it's like. Kind of find a word to express it. I'd like to get a copy of my New Insights in U.S. We have New Insights USA, New Insights in, you know, the UK. We have branches in England, a branch in England. We've had it for 25 years. But maybe you didn't know that. We should have links to their website. I don't know if we do have one. But I want to talk to you about one of my books and what's in one of my books about the subject. It is How to Survive Your Parents. One of the most dangerous things you can do to a child's mind is to attempt to mold his character. Did you know that? In fact, everything that's wrong with us stems from others' shapings, influences in our minds in our formative years. If we only knew how to be ourselves comfortable in our own skin, there could be no insolvable problems. Conflicts have arisen and problems have appeared just from not being ourselves. It's just that simple. So the question is, how did we forget to be ourselves? And the answer is because of the pressures and corruption of childhood's conditioning process. Culture, in other words. Now, the better the culture, the better the chance you have. In America, it used to be we had a good chance. No, it's thoroughly corrupt. Everywhere you look, there's less and less real people. Less and less people are standing up, but they don't know how to deal with what they're standing up with. It overcomes them. So I'll continue with the subject after the break. 800, get a copy of my book called How to Survive Your Parents, a book every parent should read. I'm Roy Masters, FHU.com. Thank you for your support of this program. So don't get too upset, because that's how you became corrupted.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, everyone. Welcome again Now, this is 4 minutes where I try to persuade you to do something about your misbegotten existence. Now, not everybody has a misbegotten existence, but just most everybody. And not everyone's perfect. But Bible says, never mind what the preachers say, become perfect as your Father in heaven is, not like your parents is perfect. And so I'm not saying that you should hate your parents, because that's how you became like them, or spend your life trying not to be like them, which is just as bad, because other reasons, I'll go into that later on. But there is a mystery about why civilizations rise and fall, and most of the civilizations, especially the great ones, lie buried under the dust, and we're next. Because there are those who understand your weakness and will exploit you for them and even praise them as virtues, like a dope pusher will praise the addict as, well, virtue. After all, smoking dope is a virtue. It's a sort of like cool. And there are those who help you feel comfortable by supplying your needs. And that goes with it. It could be anything. Alcohol, you know, could be anything. You just name it. It could be stamp collecting. Not that stamp collecting is, you know, necessarily harmful. Everything is harmful if it's eating is harmful if it's to excess. There is plenty of people, though, who will support your overeating habits. And your friends are probably fat, and so birds of a feather flock together and enjoy different things and then share recipes with each other, and all seems sometimes quite innocent. But these excesses and the problems that attend them have supporters, and that reinforce your behaviors, and so therefore you think of nothing, think nothing's wrong until you come up with a very serious illness or a serious problem. Something happens that goes wrong, and you get, the more you try to fix it, the worse it gets. And then you go to other people who don't know how to really help you with these things. And that's why Michelle Obama is suggesting that we take French fries out of them and we have carrots and apples with our meals, and, you know, and try to keep our kids from becoming fat and ugly and useless, because 75% of American men are not fit for the army. They're not strong enough. See, they're dope addicts or, you know, weak, feeble weaklings and, you know, feminine. And so there's something terribly wrong with your country, and there's something terribly wrong with, and someone's got to say something, but not just say that there's something wrong, but show you what it is and see if we can't fix you. The trouble is, the problem with corruption is that you defend it. And you take offense if anybody should talk about it. And you won't volunteer to say, you know what? I do that. You hide it. You put your good face forward. So you won't call this program. Okay? But I'm going to say it anyway. All right. Support my program secretly. Because be a secret admirer. Don't ever mention you listen to Roy Masters. But listen anyway and get better and send me some money so I can keep talking to you just for and so you can listen. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Look, how many people can admit to listening to me? And how many people will say, you listen to him? You crazy? No, I'm one of the few sane people in America. Really am. If you find any fault with what I'm saying, you please call me, but no one ever does. And so, if you are, you may not want to call in case your voice gets recognized, because otherwise maybe your friends won't like you anymore. Because we are surrounded by insanity. And it used to be a place where children can go out and play, and they could go take a bus or the subway, and they're 10 years old, 9 years old, and you wouldn't worry. Now you do. You don't even, you've got to be careful to let them outside that street and play in the street. You know it, and I know it. I can get to the root of it. And if you'll allow me, and if you'll be courageous enough to hang on, and better still, call me about a problem, and you don't have to use a real name. Okay? And don't be afraid of recognizing your voice. You know, we really, if it's come to this stage in life where we're afraid to speak up and be honest about the way we feel, and admit we're an alcoholic, or we brought up our kids wrong and we feel ashamed, and maybe our kids have committed suicide, and we sense that we've done something wrong, but but people give us sympathy instead of saying, hey, you know, people have called me and said, my son committed suicide, and I said, well, you probably had a hand in it. I'm not afraid to say something like, and the person would like me to say, yes, I see what I did wrong. And then we could have a nice conversation and resolve the problem. The hardest part is to admit you did wrong. The three hardest words in the English language is, I'm wrong. That's the hard part, is to see you're wrong. So I will continue the question I asked. How do we forget to be ourselves? And I said in the opening of the program, because of the pressures and corruption in childhood. This is the conditioning process. And when you're conditioning, it is a form of hypnosis, but far more dangerous than parlor hypnosis. In other words, we are corrupted by culture, and there are those who will corrupt culture in order to create chaos. And then when they create chaos, the more chaos they created, the more order we need. And the more order we need, then the more government we need, the more law, the more policemen we need, the more healthcare we need, the more everything we need, that we've lost, that's lost to ourselves. See, so I'll take a new listener, Glenn, in at St. Joseph, a place called St. Joseph. Hello, where's St. Joseph? Is it?
It's straight across the lake from Chicago.
Oh, hi. That's the most corrupt city in the country, isn't it?
Chicago probably is, yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing, old boy?
I'm doing good. I'm just sitting here working, and I'm not usually up this late, but I'm sitting here listening. I'm at work right now.
Yes.
I'm listening to your radio show, and you seem kind of like you don't believe much in America.
Well, I believe in the goodness of America, but not in its badness.
As a first-time listener, I'm trying to figure out what do you mean, badness of America?
We're a perfect people?
Or, oh, I wouldn't say we're perfect people by any imagination at all.
But you don't see any problems in this country?
Oh, yeah, we definitely have problems. But I would say that we probably have less problems than any other country in the rest of the world.
I'm just saying
you seem kind of like you have a negative output on the United States of America.
No, I love this country. I don't like it. I don't like what's happening to it.
Well, me neither. I definitely do not. But that's what I'm saying.
But then you're joining me, but you're not expressing it.
No, I'm just saying, as a first time listener, I'm sitting here.
I understand.
And I'm
no, I understand.
For the first time. Usually, I'm
no.
In
I think
my
you're brave. I think you are brave. I think you're a good people person calling. I appreciate you calling. No, you and I have the same sentiment. There's something, but I'm the one that I know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
How the hell do we do that if we're so smart and good? We got our men fighting communism and fascism and Islamic fundamentalism and all the enemies of free. What's happening?
You know, I am not an Obama supporter, but I will tell you that.
I know, but
I don't think we elected him. I think that half the country was pissed off when he got elected, and the other half was happy. And I think that the half that was happy is now pissed off.
No, no, the point is, he got elected because of a majority was deceived by him, and we are easily deceived.
I'm not part of that majority.
No, I didn't think you were.
I'm just interested by your show. I'm being entertained. I'm working right now, and I'm wondering what is the show about.
That's great. You hang in there. You'll listen, and you don't have a problem, I assume.
Well, I have lots of problems with the way this.
Well, okay, that's my business
right now.
I know, but the point is, you tell me one of your problems.
Well, I think it has something to do with what you said earlier. Now I can't think of it, of course, because I'm working right now and I should be home in bed with my wife. But there was something you said earlier that kind of disturbed me, and I can't put my finger on it. But you know what? I'll listen to you. I'm going to be here for a few more hours,
okay,
and then I'm going to go home, go to bed with my wife, and then I'll call you back.
Well,
if I hear it again, then I'm going to call you back and say, hey, this is again. That's what you said.
but you identified something, and it immediately disappeared from your head.
Well, that's because I'm in the middle of my job.
No, I shouldn't be here tonight.
I usually work, you know, 60 hours a week. That's it. And then
Do you drink? Do you smoke? Do you have problems with your wife? Do you ever get mad and upset? Do you hold grudges?
Oh yeah, of course I get mad and upset. I drink a little bit, but not in excess.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? Drink a little bit?
I'll have a beer every once, maybe Friday nights or something.
Oh, that's not drinking. Now, what is that? I used to drink a lot.
I am an alcoholic.
You are an alcoholic. Okay, that's very good. So now,
from what I understand, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. I will never drink a hard drink again.
But the point is, once an alcoholic, why is that? Why is it you believe that once an alcoholic?
Because I know that if I started drinking hard alcohol again, I would be in big trouble.
Well, do you know why you became an alcoholic?
Do you have the reason for it? Well, I have kind of thought about that. I think it's genetic, partly.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it's a lie.
Why do you say that? Because I'm an
ex-professional hypnotist. There is nothing I don't know about your problem. And there's nothing you know about your problem, clearly, because you've actually believed a lie that's going to justify you in... In other words, once an alcoholic means once a sinner, always a sinner?
No, I don't believe that. I'm a universal reconciliist.
But the point is, you are a person who has not dealt with the anger of your life, all the resentments that have piled up. That is what drove you into conflict with yourself.
Can you turn the volume up on your phone a little bit?
No, I can't make it. Is that just my phone? I think it's your phone. I'm hearing you perfectly. I'll talk to my producer. Maybe.
Well, I'm interested in that. What do you mean that I haven't dealt with the anger in my life?
Well, because once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic means it's genetic, and therefore it's not a fault.
I do believe it is a fault, but
then what is the fault? Because if you know what the fault is, you never have to be an alcoholic. You will never have to say once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic, which means you're really justifying a fault and hiding a fault that can be cured if you can understand what drove you to alcoholism. What was the sin that led you to?
Well, I know my grandpa and my dad were alcoholics. I mean,
then your fathers resented your fathers. Right?
That's probably true.
Yeah, well, then how did your fathers become alcoholics? Because they married...
Their fathers.
Yeah, and so there's something wrong with men. Are you telling me there's something wrong with all men? The answer is yes.
Yeah,
there's something. The men don't know how to. You know what? They all fail because they don't know how to deal with their wives. And when you said, "I'm going to go," I heard something you said that I can't remember what it is, but I'm busy right now. I'm going to go home and have, you know, go to, you know, to my wife and go to bed with her. The chances are you're getting a problem from not dealing with your own wife properly. And you're perhaps walking on tippy toes or not wanting to hurt her feelings. And she needs, she's going to see that as a weakness, and she's going to exploit that weakness unconsciously. And when she exploits that weakness, you're going to get mad, and you're going to do your best not to get mad, because when you get mad, you're going to go drinking. And
well,
so see,
that might be true.
It is true.
Yeah, that might be true. But the truth of the matter is I'm here working on a deadline for tomorrow.
I know. But you changed the subject.
But what you said is probably true. But where do you get all this?
Well, you know, I'm glad you...
I'm a first-time listener. Who are you?
You are a delight. I know who you are. You are a delight.
Why you am got, a delight?
Because you got the cojones to pick up the phone and challenge me.
Well, I'm not trying to challenge you. I just, you know,
but
you
got your, but you got courage.
I want the answers.
I get that you want the answers because you sense. I'm comfortable in my skin. I really know what your problem is. Is that I can tell you right now that you're too nice to your wife.
I love my wife. I love her to death.
No, that's the danger.
Why is that the danger? Because, that makes no sense.
Because when we
men
get married,
and I have two little girls.
I know.
But I also have two boys. One's in the Marines, one's in the Navy. I mean, come on. I mean, from a previous wife.
Ah, so you've been married twice.
Yeah, I'm 40. No, I'm 46. I've been married four times now.
You're married four times?
Yeah.
I've
drank a lot.
I said that's what's wrong with this country. That's what's wrong with the other kids, if you have them.
No, my boys are serving their country. They're doing what's right.
Listen, not everybody. Listen, children can escape their parents. They can survive them. I've written a book, How to Survive Your Parents. A lot of people
survive. How do I get that book?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you a free copy.
Are you really?
Yes, sir. And I'm going
to
send you.
I'm going to keep listening to you after I hang up.
And wait a minute.
If I hear you get offline, I'm going to call you back.
Hold a second. I'm going to send you a CD called Coping Strategies that I give to the military to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm going to send you both, the book and that. I really appreciate you calling me. You call me back another day. Oh, well, that's very nice. I like that man. I like that spirit. That's a man I could help. That's one man I can help. See, look how many problems he has. Four marriages. Yeah, he's got boys serving in the military, but he doesn't say whether they ran away or not to serve in the military, or they're trying to be men, unlike their father, or whatever. There's more to this than meets the eye. Something wrong with four times being married. No, I love my wife to death. No, she's loving you to death, because this marriage won't hold up either. I guarantee you, I can predict the future. That marriage won't hold up either. Unless he becomes a wimp for love and does anything to keep her happy. And nothing he will do could keep her happy. And the more he tries, the more she's going to hate him. And maybe she becomes the alcoholic. They change places. If you push that a little bit further and he doesn't become one, he's so nice and loves her so much, he loves all the worst in her. And all she wants from him is for him to stand up and say, you can't do that. You can't have your way with me. And survive the onslaught of her yelling and screaming until she calms down like a naughty little girl. And then feels better for her venting. And realizes he's the man she's been looking for all her life, the father she never had. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my website is FHU.com. You can get a copy of that book, How to Survive Your Parents, a book every parent should read. and not do to your children what your parents did to you. No wonder it's not a popular book, but it's got a lot of stuff in there you need to read. And you get a copy of this newsletter I have. It's FHU.com. If you get it by going to the website and getting it as part of your monthly subscription to the website, FHU.com, or you can get the paper version sent to you. If you call my office tomorrow or tonight, 800-877-3227, 800-877-3227. So I see the lines lighting up now, thank goodness. We're lucky for you, too, that I'm here to help you with and get you to confess a problem. See, he didn't think he had one. A lot of you like that. You got him all right. You think that women can make it better. Why don't you guys? They won't. They make it worse.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, what a great call that was. I like that man. Got some guts. A guy full of problems, thinking I'm being negative just talking about problems. But it fed him, see? In other words, when I talk about problems and... Well, I know what I'm talking about, and it strikes most people listening, they don't know what to say. They think I'm negative. No, I'm very positive. I'm just saying you've all got problems, but you don't know what they are. And psychiatrists don't know how to fix it. The doctors don't know how to fix it. A lot of your physical illness, even your cancer. Listen, one out of every two of you are going to die from cancer. Did you know that? Well, it's agony. And the treatment is worse than the illness. And you may get a 6 months reprieve before you die. Okay? And the ones that recover are the ones that wake up to the reason for the problem. Why the cells rebel, why there's war against yourself. And is a wake-up call. And that is what I am, a wake-up call. Saving you from a fate worse than death. All right, now we're going to go to John in Las Vegas. Hello, John. What can I do for you?
Hi, Roy. I want to do a commercial for you. I'll tell you this story real quick. When I got out of Vietnam, I was out about 6 years, and my wife says, you got to meet my uncle. He was putting up the flag on the USS California when they bombed Pearl Harbor. So I went and I talked with this man, and he started to visibly shake, and I could see he wasn't over it. I mean, he had a problem, but I didn't know what to do. So yesterday I go to the drugstore, and I know this kid there, and he had just gotten back from Iraq, and we had talked as military people. And he looked at me, and I said, what's wrong? And he started to shake. And then he related his story, how his friend got his leg blown off by IUD. And he said, I've been home 6 months, and the story is they're going to send me back to Afghanistan. Well, I knew in the bottom of my heart this kid had no chance of coming back the second time.
That's
and I
right.
said, son, I'm going to give you something that's going to help you, and please do me a favor and listen to this. I went home, got a copy of the coping strategies, and I brought it back to him. This is what he needs to hear. And as a military man that knows the horrors of war after Vietnam, I had compassion for this guy, and I wish everybody in America could buy, you know, a copy of this and give it to somebody they know, because it really works. You know what I'm saying?
So the young man is better?
He's on his way. You know, he probably has to listen to it for a while. I think he's got mother issues, too, but his mother says, don't go back. And I said, no, you'll end up in jail. But I said, if I give you this, you'll be able to go back, and you'll be able to cope with what you got to face.
He certainly could.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily, because it doesn't help everyone, but it helps most of them. The most noble people we have in our country are those who volunteered for the military.
Yeah. Well, this fellow is National Guard, so up. You know, I don't.
Yeah, they're not. But they're not the same. Yeah, they're not the same as those who volunteer, because they get the most marvelous training. And I think the repository of what's left of America is all in the military and not in the civilians.
I agree with you 100%. And I would say to you, sometimes it sounds to me like you feel like you got your wheels stuck in the mud. But there's people like me out here listening to you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you,
every
sir.
One of you. Thank you. I tell you, the military of this country are unusual. Usually the military are employed by the dictators. But this, the military love what this country once stood for and try to bring it to freedom to the world. And so while they're out there bringing what America could be to the other countries, you're busy neglecting a dictatorship. What's the matter with drinking, smoking, allowing your borders to remain opening? Sending your kids to school and getting them brainwashed and not do it, you know, having two cars in every garage and two chickens in every pot, you know, both parents working when you shouldn't, when you should be eating beans and driving an old car and have love and understanding where your priorities are. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, please find your roots again, would you? And the only person I think is worth listening to is Glenn Beck. But he doesn't know how to bring you back. He tells you all the bad things that are going on. You need to know these things, but you need to have the cojones to stand up to it in your teachers, in your church, your husband, your wife, your mother-in-law, without worrying about rocking the boat. Without worrying about losing your security and your friends. And there's got to be a timing and a way of doing it without being angry and frustrated. That's what this program's all about. All right. You know, I do love my country. I do. I'm not so sure I love the people in it as much as I'd like them. But I do love them, which means I don't resent you and I want to help you. See? Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
Close your eyes and put your right hand by your side. Bring your attention to your right hand hanging by your side. Simply notice it. Be aware of it. And feel the blood flowing down into it. And it will tingle. Become also aware of the middle of your forehead. Now, as
what you are hearing is a simple mental exercise widely used in the United States military that is finally saving lives and countering the effects of PTSD, depression, and other negative emotional conditions. Now this technique, used in the military entitled coping strategies, is available to the general public on the internet at FHU.com. You can listen to the exercise in complete privacy. Try it before you buy it. Listen to the civilian version, Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Try it before you buy it, so you can prove to yourself that it works. At FHU.com.
Close your eyes and put your right hand by your side. Bring your attention to your right hand hanging by your side. Simply notice it. Be aware of it. And feel the blood flowing down into it. And it will tingle. Become also aware of the middle of your forehead. Now, as
what you are hearing is a simple mental exercise widely used in the United States military that is finally saving lives and countering the effects of PTSD, depression, and other negative emotional conditions. Now this technique, used in the military entitled coping strategies, is available to the general public on the internet at FHU.com. You can listen to the exercise in complete privacy. Try it before you buy it. Listen to the civilian version, Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Try it before you buy it, so you can prove to yourself that it works at FHU.com.